Good morning, New Covenant friends, and happy Easter. Welcome to Joy. Lent has been another phase of this long year apart, but today the sun breaks through. As we walked through this week together, we felt ourselves part of the crowd on Palm Sunday shouting, Hosanna. We retreated to the upper room with the disciples for the Passover Seder. We ate the feast, remembering suffering and slavery, and our teacher knelt and washed our feet. We accompanied Jesus to the garden for late night prayer, falling asleep from exhaustion, unable to keep watch. Perhaps we observed the trial at a distance, witnessed the injustice of the death sentence, the pain of the whipping. With Jesus' closest friend, his mother, his aunt, and Mary Magdalene, we stayed with him and watched him suffer and die. We grieved in our homes on the Sabbath. And now it is the first day of the week, Sunday. Back to work in a world forever changed for us. Come now with Mary to the tomb. Mary weeps. Why are we weeping? That is the question of the angel and the gardener. Woman, why are you weeping? In this pandemic not yet over, with so many losses, we too have wept. Pain, suffering, injustice, death. Jesus sees our tears. He comes to us when we are alone, as Mary was. Her companions are gone. She weeps not just for death, but also in confusion. What has happened? Where have they taken him? The indignity and loss. This morning, if you are feeling isolated, lost, unsure what to do next, how to begin a new day, Jesus comes to each of us, to you, where we are, and attends to our weeping. And if we do not recognize our Comforter, Jesus calls us by name so that we might turn and see him as he is, our teacher, our friend, full of life and promise. This moment with Jesus holding us, wiping away our tears. This is the relationship that we cling to. It is personal, one-on-one, the love of someone who knows us intimately and comes to speak with us alone. This is an experience Mary must have returned to in her mind again and again, the unexpected joy of just the two of them in the garden. Hold on to these memories, each of us, the times when Jesus has attended our tears, comforted us, and showed us unexpected joy. Our hope has not been stolen away. Jesus is more than a body laid in the ground. He is full of life and able and eager to be present with us in whatever state we are. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. But the joy of Easter Sunday is not just that Jesus is alive. Jesus has another message for us. His resurrection is not for him only, to live a few more days, as Lazarus did. Jesus gently untangles our clutching hugs and entrusts us with the interpretation of his risen life to others. "Go to my brothers," he said. "Go." Move beyond our private joy and comfort. Jesus points Mary back to her community, that extended family, the ones who shared the Seder meal together, his brothers. Jesus does not emphasize his particularity here, that he is special and unique with relationship to God like no other. Jesus reiterates that we are family, brothers and sisters. He has suffered, we too will suffer. Jesus wept, Mary wept, and we too weep. We share in humanity. Jesus reminds Mary that he is one of us, our brother. We are in this together, and Jesus points Mary back to that extended family gathering. Go to my brothers. This woman, weeping alone, he chose her to be his messenger. How did she feel about that? Did she wonder if they would believe her? Once she left Jesus' presence, did she second-guess herself? Was she frustrated by the disciples' doubt? Why didn't Jesus go tell them himself? We are reminded that often the identity of the messenger interferes with our ability to believe the message. This was true of kings and prophets, the youngest son, the farmer, the shepherd, the exiled murderer. Jesus said they were without honor in their hometowns. People didn't expect the Messiah to come from Nazareth as a poor carpenter whose sisters and family were well known. He was no royalty, and he had no military might to deliver. Now he has chosen a weeping woman, emotional and alone, to be the appointed messenger to the disciples. Jesus honors her tears, her lingering at the tomb, as worthy of being his mouthpiece. Whatever her status may or may not have been, Jesus sees, knows, and chooses her. Perhaps you feel inadequate to the task Jesus has given you. Sometimes we don't want to hear go. We just want to stay in the safety of Jesus' embrace, our private friendship, our teacher. Maybe the brothers that Jesus chose don't seem like family to us. In our church fellowship, maybe we feel like the outsider, never sure that we are fully accepted. I imagine that sense of not being qualified enough, not having the right credentials, of not feeling that we are the best messenger. I know that feeling. Why didn't Jesus choose someone else for the job? But Jesus sees you, sees me, and all of our emotions, our love and fear and sadness and joy, our past, our reputation, our standing, our potential, and says, "You, by name, look at me, be held and strengthened by me, and then carry the message that I have given you. And whether people listen or believe is not up to you. I'll follow up with them later. Your job is to go and do as I have asked." And what is the message Jesus wants Mary to tell his brothers? "I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Jesus draws the connection between his Father and their Father, his God and their God, one and the same. He is the first, and we will follow. That is the second joy of Easter. Not just that Jesus is risen, he is risen indeed, but that we have the same Father, we serve the same God. Where he has gone, we too will go. His resurrection is the image of our own to come. Death will not hold us. Death cannot keep him in the ground, and it will not keep us either. The finality of death is ended. God is faithful. God invites us into that same family relationship. Jesus said it, and his life and words make it true. The third joy of Easter took Peter by surprise. He wasn't expecting the resurrection. He wasn't expecting the news from Mary. He wasn't expecting forgiveness for denying his best friend at his time of greatest trial. But he knew that Jesus was Israel's Messiah, the coming king of the Jewish people who would fulfill every last letter of the law. The unfolding of God's plan that Peter began to recognize after Jesus had ascended to their Father was that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. This expansion of the table of acceptance goes beyond the individual relationship with Jesus, beyond the Jewish family, to people in every nation who do the will of their common Father in heaven. This third sphere is where Peter struggled. When he testifies to the other believers, all Israelites like himself, who are horrified that he ate and stayed in the home of Gentiles, the Roman oppressors no less, he asserts that he truly understands. He gets it now. God's promise that through Abraham's descendants, all families and nations will be blessed. As Simeon foretold to Mary and Joseph that this salvation through Jesus would be a light for revelation to the Gentiles and a glory for Yahweh's people Israel. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit on Gentiles signified that they were included in that same resurrection promise. We know from Paul's later writings that this acceptance of Gentiles continued to be difficult for Peter to truly integrate into his beliefs and actions. This third joy of Easter is often the hardest for us to integrate into our understanding as well. As human beings, we often get stuck in the insider-outsider mentality. When the circle expands to include us, as women, as Gentiles, we experience that joy of becoming family. But the circle keeps expanding beyond us, to others who are also unlikely and unworthy, for whom we might feel visceral disgust for their customs and lifestyles that seem ignorant and unclean. It was a growing edge for Peter, and it is a growing edge for each of us. We start with that individual encounter with Jesus in the garden, being seen, known, named, embraced, in all of our emotions, histories, and identities. The first joy of Easter, he is alive. From there, we move to the second joy of Easter, being included in the resurrection promise that Jesus ascends to his Father and our Father. His mortal body was raised as indestructible, and we too will be raised. Death will not have the final say. We are family with Jesus. Where he goes, we will follow. And as we grow into this extended family, like Peter, we glimpse the joy that this promise goes way beyond those we know and already call brother. These are expanding circles of joy, rippling out from where we are to beyond where we can see, like the circles Leanne meditated on in her welcome, in various shades and colors. Today, may you experience the joy of Easter for you individually, right where you are. Jesus comes to you and calls you by name. May you then be joined to your faith family, witnessing to your experience of what you have seen and heard, no longer alone, but connected. And then may we be united in ever-widening circles to the joy that God has prepared for all who desire to be God's family together, in life that goes far beyond what we see here and now. A promise for the future, for us, for our community, for our world. Happy Easter. Our communion video today is rather unusual. It is a reflection on the part of the Seder meal where the kids search for the hidden matzah, the afikomen that will be the last taste of the night. This hide-and-seek reminds me of the egg hunting that will delight many kids and adults today. Perhaps it also echoes our own sense of being lost and found. This playfulness, this delight, this joy is offered to us to be children again and to enter the kingdom of heaven as children. May you experience that joy in communion today, of searching and being found, of participating in traditions that are remade for each generation. And may the circle of your joy continue to expand.